tells us about, you know, tonight compared to the other night. You guys made a lot of adjustments in the first three quarters in the right there.
I spoke to my team before the game, you know, and I felt like game two wasn't our style of basketball, you know, and I just told them that just come out and compete, you know, and be there at the end and let's see what happens, you know, but unfortunately, you know, we fell short, but Diana's a great player, take nothing away from her, and Kathy made big plays, they all made big plays, and we didn't. So you can't win like that.
In that fourth quarter, you guys had it, you know, quickly at the beginning of the quarter, and then you went on a little run. What happened in that fourth quarter?
Kathy and Diana happened, you know. You know, when it's key in this league to get a home court advantage, you know. I think they fans did a great job of keeping them in the game. I think Diana made a big three, and then Kathy turned around and hit a three. We just didn't get it done, you know, as a team, but I'm very proud of my team. We gave the effort, and what can we do?
Thank you, Coach, that you're 23 out there. Had a great game.
Thank you.
Second thoughts on ending it this
way? No. You know, I just wanted to come out and just give everything I had. You know, leave everything on the court and just play hard, you know, and I did that. You know, I have no regrets. You know, I'm very proud of my team. You know, we just need to get it done, and they'll move forward, and I'll move forward too.
What's next for
you? I like to coach, you know. I like to start overseas, if possible, as an assistant, and then my dream is to coach high school boys. You know, if I get the opportunity, I would love to do that.
Why boys?
Because I'm a very impatient person, and I feel like if I draw plays or want things to happen, I think with the athletic ability of boys, I can see it quicker than females. That's it.
Talk a little bit about playing with Becky.
Oh, it's a great honor. I knew Becky when she came to New York. Her first days in New York, she didn't even get drafted. You know, she came in And back then, New York was tough, tough place to play, very physical place to play. Teresa Weatherspoon and I, we truly challenged her in every way because we needed her to be tough-minded. You know, if she wasn't tough-minded, she couldn't play in New York. And so Blaze, our GM, called us in and was like, so what players do you like? And I was like, I didn't even know her name. So, but the little short girl, guard from, I think, North Dakota, South Dakota. Don't really know, but one day she's going to be a player in this league. But she's tough. I hit her like four or five times, and she kept getting up. She's tough. And now she's an all-star. She's a great player, a great person. Beck and I, a lot of people don't know, we're best friends. You know, we hang out together. We share a lot of secrets. You know, and we just wish each other the best. And even though I won't be in practice with her, I won't be traveling with her, I won't be on the court competing with her, but our lives will continue to intertwine and be together for life.
You don't look like a player who's ready to retire.
Oh, really? No. Like I said, I just wanted to come out and just play hard and just leave everything on the court. I think that... I hope that the fans know that I tried to play the game the right way, you know, and I try to come in every day and give 110% and be a role model for young girls and boys. And I just hope that I left that, you know, with the WBA.
Any additional questions?
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good luck.